Many Christians love Israel's roots, but forget we're only grafted in by grace, not better than the branches that were broken off. Today, I'm asking a hard question. Are you standing in faith or drifting into conceit and unbelief? If God did not spare the natural branches, He will not spare us either. Lean in as we rediscover the fear of God, humility towards Israel, and what it really means to stand by faith in Jesus, the Jewish Messiah. Now let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. Hey, I hope you're having a great day today and that you're ready to dive into God's Word. If you're enjoying this series, Israel, the Church, and God's Sovereignty, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're inside that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. It will help us achieve our goal, which is very simple. We want to change our hearts so that we change the public square. Also, if you're a financial partner of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It really does help us produce material just like this each and every single day. So we're going to dive into the Word of God today, and we are going to start with this question. How does this warning motivate you to continue in faith rather than drift into presumption? How does this warning, we're going to look at a warning, motivate you to continue in faith rather than drift into presumption? Let's read Romans chapter 11, and we are going to start here, right here in verse 19. It says, "You will say then, branches were broken off so that I might be grafted in." Quite right. They were broken off for their unbelief, but you stand by your faith. Do not be conceited, but fear. For if God did not spare the natural branches, He will not spare you either. Behold, then, the kindness and severity of God, and those who fell, severity, but to you, God's kindness, if you continue in His kindness. Otherwise, you also will be cut off. All right, so let's break this down. And this sermon's called Fear God, or this devotion is called Fear God. So it starts out with, you will say that branches were broken off so that I might be grafted in. One of the things that we need to understand as Christians, if we are not Jewish, if we're Gentiles, and that's the context of this, we have been grafted in. Now you may be wondering, what does that look like? Well, look at the picture behind me. It has a branch grafted into a root system. And so we see that we were grafted into a Jewish root system. Now, here's the question we have to ask ourselves. Branches were broken off so that I might be grafted in. The question we have to ask ourselves is, how did I get grafted in? Well, because some branches were broken off. So it says, quite right, they were broken off for unbelief. That would be our second question. Why were they broken off? Because they had unbelief. You say, wait a minute. But they kept the law. They kept all this. They kept all these things. No, Abraham is the father of faith, and he believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. It's always been about faith. It will always be about faith. It's about believing God at His word and taking Him to be true. He is making it abundantly clear as we go into the public square today. Are you remembering that you are grafted into a Jewish root system? And where is your belief? As you walk in through those doors today, are you walking and operating in belief or unbelief? So he says, stand by your faith. I love this. He says, quite right. They were broken off for their unbelief, but you stand by your faith. Are you standing by faith? Now, faith in who or faith in what? Faith in Jesus Christ, His death, burial, resurrection, and appearance. Faith that He who began a good work in you is faithful to complete it. Faith that says that Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness. Do you take God at His word? Or are you somehow trying to rewrite God's scriptures to fit your present narrative? Think about that for a moment. Stand by your faith or stand in your faith. I love this because we need to be people of faith, but it's faith in the word of God, not faith in our preferences or in what we think. One of the things that, have you noticed this, that many people believe that our Christian faith has roots in Judaism, in the Jewish culture, in the Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But yet, as they progress in their worldview, they progress out of that belief. So it's not that they didn't ever believe that they were part of this Jewish root system, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's that they stopped believing. Are you standing in faith that this word from Genesis to the book of Revelation is true? That we should not change the word of God, but we should take it at face value. And when we progress, we're progressing beyond the word of God. And the reality is we need to go back and lean on God's word. Are you standing in faith in Jesus Christ? And by the way, Jesus is a Jew, just so we're clear. Are you standing in faith in Jesus, the Jewish Messiah? Then he says, Do not be conceited. It seems like there's a lot of talking heads who claim to be Christian today who have become very conceited. They're looking at the nation of Israel, their behavior, their attributes, and they've become prideful, forgetting that they themselves too are sinners in need of a savior. Have you forgotten that today? Have you forgotten that while you are yet a sinner, Christ died for you? The Jewish Messiah died for you as a sinner. Have you become so conceited that all you can see is the log or the speck in Israel's eye and not notice the log in your own eye? He reminds us we need to have a fear of God. Do not be conceited, but fear. For if God did not spare the natural branches, he will not spare you either. If you are a hypocrite and your faith is such that it has all the pleasantries of the outside, but none of it internally. In other words, when you make a mistake, do you repent? Do you ask for forgiveness? Or are you prideful? When you make an error in how you interact with those around you, do you walk towards God in humility and in kindness? See, we all stumble in many ways. We all have snares in different ways. It could be our attitudes, could be our thoughts, could be whatever. But the question is what we do with them. I know I need a savior and need to have a fear of God and not be conceited towards my older brother, the Jews. Just like I needed a savior in my drunkenness and all the other things I did, the Jewish nation needs a savior. It's Jesus Christ, their Jewish Messiah. And so the question we have to ask ourselves, are we conceited to only see the speck that's in their eye, forgetting that we too needed salvation? Behold, the kindness and the severity of God. And we're going to talk about that tomorrow. The kindness and the severity of God. Actually, it'll be on Wednesday. Tomorrow's Old Testament Tuesday. But when we think about this, the kindness and the severity of God. So what's my hope is that you will have a fear of God, that he will not spare. He did not spare the natural branches. He will not spare you either. And if there's any hypocrisy, any ways that you proclaim to be self-righteous, more righteous than Israel, the nation that also needs the Messiah, Jesus Christ. If there's self-righteousness in you, I'm just going to ask that God would break that down and that you would understand that your root system is a Jewish root system. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day, and we do confess Jesus Christ as Lord. God, we believe that you raised him from the dead. And God, we don't want to be arrogant or conceited against the natural olive tree, the natural branches, but in humility, stand in your presence with a holy awe and fear of you, God, knowing that if you didn't spare the natural branches, you won't spare us either as Gentiles. So we stand in your presence, God, grafted in because of your grace and your mercy that you have poured out upon us. Thank you for that grace and that mercy, God. Thank you for foreknowing us and predestining us to become conformed to the image of your Son, Jesus Christ. So we give you this day. Help us to be bold and courageous in the public square today, to always be humble but truthful, to always be filled with love and grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.